Colon cancer is when you have a growth which is cancerous on the colon. The colon is the large intestines.
What is the cause of colon cancer?
The cause, basically, like most cancers, the causes are known. But you find that our lifestyle, especially when we look at our diet, can contribute to the incidence of colon cancer.
What are the symptoms of colon cancer?
Normally, someone will have abdominal discomfort. But with time, you can have diarrhea alternating with constipation. You can also have blood stools, which can occur. And as it advances, you can have loss of weight. You can have difficult passing the stool, depending on the size and the situation of the cancer.
Is it most common in men or women, especially in Zimbabwe? What statistics are you seeing currently?
I don't have the statistics offhand, but you see it in both males and females. And normally you'll see it in people above the age of 40, although at times you can see it in the 30-year-olds, but mostly it's late 30s, 40-year-olds and above.
And what are you urging people to do in order to perhaps be vigilant about not taking care that they are not affected by colon cancer? What are you urging people to do?
What we are encouraging people to do is to look at our lifestyle, look at our diet. Because, I mean, if you look at your lifestyle, if you look at your diet, your alcohol consumption, your smoking habits, your exercising habits, you find that you can reduce the amount of cancer. So we are encouraging people to live a healthy lifestyle, to have a high-fiber diet, to have low-fat diet, plenty of water, and to exercise. We are also encouraging people that if you have a persistent symptom, 3 to 4 weeks having the same symptom, even if you say you have the symptom, you go to your doctor, you're treated, and it comes again, we are saying have it checked, just to exclude the conditions like cancer of the colon.
You were mentioning earlier on that most people go for diagnosis late. Tell us a little bit about that. What are you encouraging people to do?
You know, what we are encouraging people to do is to report to a doctor or to a clinic or any health facility after 3 to 4 weeks of a persistent symptom or noticing anything. What can be screened? We are encouraging people to get screened, like the cervical, the breast, the prostate, but things that don't have the actual screening mechanism, we are saying any persistent symptom, have it checked. But you find that with most people, there are several reasons why people don't go early. It could be financial implications, it could be fear, it could be, you know, there are people who might believe that, okay, I'll go to areas where they can pray for me, I can go to traditional healers. So there are various reasons which make people delay going to hospitals.
And also, are there places where people can just walk in and ask to have a colonoscopy?
Not as such, because what you do is to have a colonoscopy, you need to be referred. So your first port of call is go to your clinic, go to your doctor, we'll refer you for a colonoscopy. So, I mean, we don't have that facility whereby people will just walk in for a colonoscopy.
And let's say somebody is diagnosed as having colon cancer. Are there places where people can have chemotherapy, and how affordable is chemotherapy in Zimbabwe?
There are areas where people can have chemotherapy drugs. They are available, and the prices do vary depending on the drugs that you have been prescribed. But for those who are going to the public hospitals, should you not afford to buy the chemo, we at the Cancer Association, we have got some organizations which donate some money to us. It might not be very much, but we are able to purchase some chemo drugs. We liaise with the doctors at the hospitals, which ones are they mostly prescribing. So we will buy those range, which are not very, very expensive, so that at least we can cater for quite a number of those who cannot afford to buy the drugs.